Have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
I'm the coastal personality, the coastal personality, the coastal personality.
All right, welcome to the Tuesday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Of course, we're on the Mixler app. If you haven't downloaded that, make sure you do so. It's available for both Android and Apple. No ads, and it's free. So that's where you need to be. Oh, lots going on. Hope everybody had a good weekend. And Rudy should be back with us tomorrow. And He had a few things he needed to get taken care of at the beginning of the week with school getting back in session and all that good stuff. But either way, I hope everybody had a great weekend and watched a lot of football, watched some movies, caught up on some TV shows that I've been trying to get caught up on. One being the TV show. It's on the Peacock Network called Twisted Metal, based off the video game. And I didn't know it previous to watching it, but it was filmed in right here in New Orleans, so that was kind of cool. And checked all that out, binge watched it all, and yeah, it was a good weekend. Good weekend for sure. And other than it being extremely hot, and I guess it's going to get hotter, it was all good. Eventually, I'd like to get back outside and barbecue, but as it stands, I don't want to go outside and deal with that for a couple of hours at 102, or well, I guess really with the real field be 120, but either way. All right, so Ben, I just got privy to this song yesterday, and it's interesting for sure. And I know some of the other shows have been talking about it here on the station, and the song by Oliver. I almost said Oliver North. Wow. Oliver Anthony. And the song Richmond, North of Richmond. And it's interesting, you know. I'll give it credit where I didn't get on board. Well, I'm not saying I'm on board to hold 100%, but I will say that I feel like this song is pretty genuine. And, well, let's play a little bit of it. And and then come back and we can talk about it.
Selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours, they slow pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an whole soul.
Okay, so so what I was going to say before we played it was that it comes off as a lot more genuine than some of the other things that I've heard. You know, specifically like try that in a small town where, you know, with things being the way they are. And I'm not going to go too political with this because I think this guy is just trying to get his point across, and I don't believe that he personally has any attachment to either side of the aisle. Now with him, you know, when I saw this, it was like 29 million views on YouTube, and which that alone is going to make him some money. However, it did hit the top number one, debuted at number one on the top 100 charts for Billboard, which is, that's amazing. You know, if he's wanting to get his message out there, then he's certainly done that, and he's made some coin along the way for it as well. I don't know if that's the deal, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know what his motivations are for playing music. Now, I want to share this with you, and again, like, I think the guy's speaking from the heart, and he's right. He's right about a lot of things. And the difference of that, as opposed to something like Jason Aldean's Try This in a Small Town. Jason, like we talked about this at the time, Jason Aldean did not write that song. Seven people wrote that song for him. He just performed it. However, he's going to make a ton of money off of it, just like those seven people did. And to me, something like that is a lot more of a cash grab than it is, I just need to get this off my chest. Where in a situation like Oliver Anthony, I don't believe that it very well could have been his intention. I don't think it was. It seemed like a guy that's just kind of fed up with some stuff, and that's okay, you know. And part of the whole thing with music is it's all open for interpretation, right? You know, you never really know where somebody's coming from unless it's really just completely laid out in a song. You know, there's so many. There's so many ways that songs are interpreted that it you know, I always think of it as, you know, if it means this to you, then that's what it means. So that's kind of my take on what he's doing. Now, one thing that I want to talk about Billboard, and I, you know, yes, that's a huge accomplishment for him to hit number one. Now, it's not exactly how you think it is, though. And when I say that is, things have changed so dramatically. You know, back 30 years ago, you know, that was a true way to judge on success of music, right? You know, how many albums were sold that week? How much airplay is it getting? It was very quantifiable. It's not like that anymore. You know, with streaming services and things like that, there's different things are weighted. And so with someone like him in this situation, where it is similar to Jason Aldean, it is a lot of, you know, I'll just call it like it is. It's a lot of conservative folks that are going online and purchasing for 99 cents this song. Matter of fact, 147,000 downloads, which is incredible. That's about 10 times the amount of, I forgot who was number two at the Fast Car song. However, you know, it's things like that that kind of skew it a little bit. Where a lot of folks, a lot of people, like for instance, I don't buy music anymore because I pay for a streaming service, so it allows me anytime an album is released, I can listen to it immediately. Now, how that works and how, you know, how much money gets sent to an artist per listen is very, very, very minute. Whereas going and spending directly to an artist, that's why people that I really like, I usually buy their album regardless, one way or the other. I don't even own a CD player, but typically I buy CDs. However, I don't want to get sidetracked on this. So the way that it works is it's weighted as far as the top 100 on actual buys. And so this last week, there's been 147,000 people, or at least 147,000 downloads. So that gives more weight to him being number one than a Taylor Swift or somebody like that, where the album's been out for a while, there's no reason to go buy it, might be just streaming it, things like that. So again, it's still a huge accomplishment for somebody that's not on a label. And truthfully, I think you could talk to a lot of very successful artists and they would tell you that you don't need to be on a label anymore anyway. So in those regards, good for him. However, you know, it's very, I don't know what exactly the right word I'm looking for. Maybe subjective is part of it. Because there's a lot of websites and there's actually a really good New York Times article on this whole thing of how did it hit number one. But there's other people, you know, that have done things similar, and you got to think, like, if there's conservative talk shows or conservative podcasts, they're speaking directly to, and this conservative or liberal doesn't really matter, or independents, or in the middle, whatever. When you're talking to a very specific audience, you're talking directly to the people that are going to pay, you know, that are going to pay for things and things like that. So, you know, when there's podcasts that are specifically conservative, or there's things that are specifically conservative that everybody that listens are, it's very easy to hit your demographics. And I'm just using conservative because that's what this instance is. Everything goes directly to the right people. You know, if you're a person that loves pizza and you're listening to a pizza podcast, well, it makes all the sense in the world to, if there's a song about pizza, then you need to talk about it on a podcast. Or you're speaking to exactly the demographic that you need. So in an instance like this, all these folks have said, oh yeah, well, I'll spend 99 cents on it. And of course, you know, here we are. It's number one on the top 100. I'm not saying any of it's wrong how it's done. I'm just saying this is how it's done. We need to take a break, so let's do that, and we'll come back. We got Saints, we got football to talk about, baseball, got all kinds of stuff, so don't go away.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
He's old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
Now is the time to refocus on you. Take that first step toward total health and wellness. Call Kronos in Metairie. Kronos is locally owned and operated by expert physicians. They offer weight loss injections, a full med spa, and a fitness center. Call Kronos today for your consultation. Discuss your goals and put your plan to work. Call Kronos 504-267-4549. That's 504-267-4549.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Everything Old is New Again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 AM. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything Old is New Again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We gotta start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
Listening to the Oliver Anthony song, it also I ended up seeing a video, and of course we'll get to sports soon, but I wanted to share this video also with you that I thought was really, really good. It came from Jennifer Lawrence, the actress. She had went and spoke with some high school kids. I think it was in Ohio, maybe. Either way, it doesn't really matter where it was. And the message that she was trying to get across was that how important it is to vote. And the message that she had was it's not about, you know, what side that you're voting for. I think we all can agree that there's a lot of corruption in our politics, and you know, and her point was just to get kids to be more aware of things and go out and vote. You know, that's part of their civic duty as a citizen. But I just thought it was a really good message the way that she conveyed it. And again, it's not, you know, trying to get anybody to vote for one side or the other, but it's still an important message. And I think we can all agree, despite what side that you're on, that things got to change, and the people that are in office aren't for you, and I really don't have hope for very many politicians at all. I don't think that any of them are for us. But either way, I just thought this was a really good message. And although she's an actress, and you know, most people probably consider or think that she's a liberal, that's not the message that she's sending out. So either way, I wanted to share this. So here you go.
Okay. Hi, I'm Jen. When I when I was your age, I didn't give a flying fluey about politics, so I totally get it. If you don't, I grew up in a politically divided household, so I've always felt really, really strongly that politics aren't like sports. You know, there's no need to have team loyalty. So I'm not here to tell you how to vote. I'm not here to tell you to go see one of my movies. Red Sparrow opens March 2nd everywhere. I'm here because, as corny as it sounds, I love my country and I want to protect it. And there is a problem that is much bigger than political parties. It's a problem that's at the root of our political system, and it's spreading like a rot through our democracy, and it's called corruption. Our political system, the one that's supposed to work for us, the American people, is broken. And it affects basically every issue that you and I care about: healthcare, public education, the environment, you name it. How does this happen? I'm sorry, I'm really nervous, but it happens because politicians need a lot of money to run for office. To have a seat in the Senate, you have to raise $14,000 a day for 6 years. And if you win, that entire cycle starts all over again. So if you win, these politicians are spending 70% of their time fundraising instead of working for us, the American people. And because only a tiny fraction of Americans can actually afford to give these gigantic donations to politicians, politicians focus more on the very few Americans that can actually cut these gigantic checks instead of us. And again, we're talking about both sides of the aisle here are doing this. When you give something, you want something in return, which is why corporations and wealthy special interest groups give politicians billions and billions and billions of dollars in return for benefits and tax cuts and laws that benefit them and aren't necessarily good for the rest of us. I remember when I was turning 18 and I was about to vote for the first time, my brother explained to me the suffrage movement, the suffragettes, the women who picketed and fought for my right to vote. And he told me that to be a woman and not to vote would be a slap in the face to all of the women who fought and picketed for that very right. So I have always seen the right to vote as a huge responsibility. But now that I think about how we don't really have an impact in Washington, it feels like a slap in the face to all of us, to every American and to every voter, to the very principles our country was founded on, liberty and our own pursuit of happiness. So I think that we can all agree that no matter what side of the aisle you're on, no matter if you hate politics and want nothing to do with it, this isn't right. A government that doesn't care about its people or that isn't governed by its people is just un-American. And America can do better than this, and America must do better than this.
All right. Well, there you go. Like I said, I just thought it was a really good message and wanted to share that with y'all. So let's take a break. Let's get some news, and we'll come back. We'll talk Saints. We got NFL stuff, MLB stuff. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. Boy, here she comes. She's a man eater. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. I wouldn't if I were you. I know what she can do. She's deadly mad. She could really rip your world apart.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign Capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information...
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Pearson Lussie. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy says that former President Donald Trump should drop out of the upcoming presidential election in 2024. Jeff Palermo has more.
Cassidy appeared on CNN State of the Union and was asked if Trump should exit the race.
I think so, but obviously that's up to him. I mean, you're just asking my opinion, but he will lose to Joe Biden if you look at the current polls.
And the Baton Rouge Republican says there's a good chance Trump could be convicted of mishandling classified documents. Cassidy says he wants a Republican in the White House and is looking for a candidate to provide solutions on saving Social Security.
And right now we need someone who will lead on that issue.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
On August 20th at around 8 p.m., Calcasieu Parish Sheriff's Office responded to a call about a threat of a shooting at LaGrange High School. After some research, they pinpointed the social media threat came from a 15-year-old LaGrange High School student. He was booked into the Juvenile Detention Center and charged with 7 counts of terrorizing. LRN.
Experts call it blight. It's a big problem we can't ignore anymore. Abandoned properties can attract drugs and crime. They're eyesores and safety hazards. And they aren't always paying property taxes like the rest of us. Meanwhile, Louisiana's number 48 in police pay, number 35 in teacher pay, and dead last in firefighter pay. The new rule, when I'm governor, will be if you leave a property to become an eyesore and a haven for crime and drugs, we'll take it and get it to someone who'll fix it up. Someone who pays taxes, like you do. It will help fight crime and help us pay police, teachers, and firefighters what they deserve. I'm Hunter Lundy. I'm a Christian and an independent, and I'm running for governor. Politicians don't pay attention to things that work, but I do.
Hunter Lundy, governor.
Paid for by Lundy for Louisiana.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
He's old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
Radio show on WGSO 990 AM. Sunday night, Saints game pulled off another victory, 22-17. I have to say though, wasn't as thrilled with what I saw as what I did in the first preseason game. Could be because most of the starters did not play for the Saints, and same could be said for the Chargers as well. After, you know, they spent, I guess, 1, 2, 3 days practicing against each other. There was really no reason to put your number ones out there. They've already been competing for a few days against the, you know, against each other. So might as well give them the night off. Now, the wild parts about this game was I think the most surprising thing was that the game actually was even played. I think we've all seen at this point, well, I guess it was Tropical Storm Hillary or Hurricane Hillary. I don't think it was a tropical storm. I think it was a tropical storm when it got to Los Angeles. But either way, it's a lot of rain for those folks. And so you had that, and the game was still on, which that surprised me. And then, you know, I get a notice on my phone. I guess it was about 35, 45 minutes before game time that that there was also an earthquake, and they still played the game. So the NFL was really wanting this game to be played for sure. But either way, you know, I don't know what the real takeaways from this game was other than, my goodness, we've got to clean up the penalties. I think they had there was 8 penalties in the first game and 14 for the Saints in the second game. Either way, that's a lot of penalties. Now, I know most of that didn't come against the first string offense or defense for that matter, but these guys are still going to have to rotate in, and this has got to be cleaned up. I really liked what Coach Allen had to say after the game, if you haven't seen that. But you know, the fact that he was upset, even, you know, of course everybody says, oh, it's just a preseason game. Well, this is where you get all this stuff straightened out, you know, before I guess it's what, September 11th is the first game, I think. I believe it's maybe the 10th. Let's see. Yeah, September 10th is the first game. So you want to get all this stuff taken care of before then. Jameis, I saw something on social media that there's Saints fans that are saying that he needs to be the starter. I don't know who those Saints fans are. He was 13-21, which wasn't bad. He was sacked twice. Not good. However, his decision making and you know, it's, I just don't understand. He's going to get himself hurt is what's going to happen, because he's standing in the pocket, holding the ball, not making a decision. Get rid of it. There's no reason to take those sacks. And there was a few passes that he had I thought that were not good as well. There was one specifically to A.T. Perry, who was going across the middle, and he threw it, not only threw it high, but threw it behind him and high, and that's a good way to get him hurt also. But, you know, I think for what Jameis's role is going to be, I think that was fine, I guess. I was more impressed with Jake Haener in this game, where I think he had so a little bit of the nerves going on in the first preseason game, but it seemed like he was settled in pretty well. He was 11 for 17 with 118 yards passing. He didn't have any touchdowns, but still, I still thought he looked a lot better. And Kendra Miller, I thought he looked good also. He rushed for 23 yards, had 36 yards receiving, and also had a touchdown. And I'd love to see him get going, because I think he's going to be a really good running back, just from the way that he was carrying himself in training camp the day that I was there. He just looked really good. He had that explosion, and I think that he could very well be the running back of the future for the Saints. And he's got the right attitude. You know, I think we talked about it before, that when he was drafted, he said that he's going to be competing with Alvin for the number one running back position, and obviously that's not going to happen. But that's the attitude you want to have, for sure. Or that's the attitude that you want out of a player. And so, you know, overall, I think Brian Bressy, I think he looked good also for the defense. There wasn't as much to really pick apart in this game, because it was sloppy, especially on the Saints' behalf with the penalties. A lot of extending drives, things like that. I'm glad they still walked away with a win, because I think it's important. I think it's important to win every time you step on a field. So that part, I don't like well, it's just a preseason game, it doesn't count. No, it doesn't count, but it's still important to win. I never wanted to – never played anything and not wanted to win. So They'll get back on it next Sunday night against the Texans. They did cancel the joint practices at the end of the week, which is probably for the best since it's going to be probably all-time highs in temperature on those days. So I might as well nip that in the bud. And I think I forgot what the reasoning was. The Texans are the ones that wanted to cancel it. But we'll see. And, you know, you may get to see more of the first team since they're not doing joint practices. I don't know at this point. You know, if they're looking sharp, I don't know if I would risk putting Derek Carr out there for, you know, for a series or two for you know, essentially nothing. But you never know. You know, it'll be a couple weeks before they see action again for week one of the regular season, so you may see him. I don't know. Probably I wouldn't, but you know, who knows. And then of course the other big news that came out of the weekend at in Los Angeles was Jimmy Graham. You know, there was reports of him being arrested and for I guess it was public intoxication and resisting arrest, and then that came to be that wasn't the case, that he was acting erratically but it was because of a medical episode where they believe that he had a seizure, and that's why he was disorientated. So from everything I said that he was taken to a hospital and where I guess it was their doctor, Dr. John Amos, believed it to be a likely seizure, and he spent the night under medical supervision and testing. And he is a team doctor for the Saints, and he was released Saturday morning and was, you know, just being evaluated. So it says he's healthy and overall he's doing okay, but just a very strange strange situation, and a lot of strange things just happening out there in Los Angeles around this preseason game between the hurricane, earthquake, and this. And you know, for the most part, just happy that I believe that most of the players came out of it healthy. No injuries, you know, at least not too many to speak of. So let's see here. We'll get to we don't have a whole lot of time left before the break, so we'll dive into some of the other games when we come back. But today there was also Tampa Bay, and I don't think this is really much of a surprise. The Buccaneers announced that Baker Mayfield will be the starting quarterback, at least to start the season. We'll see how it goes. You know, there's also those instances as well whenever it comes cut time that there may be some valuable quarterbacks that are out there. Who knows? And also, the other big news is that the Colts have agreed to Jonathan Taylor, giving him the ability to go out and seek a trade. And apparently this is all because of an extension that he didn't get or didn't like what they were offering him. And he originally was going to sit out of training camp, and then he decided to come to training camp, and now he went back to where he was going to sit out, and now he's been given the green light that him and his agent can seek a trade. But the compensation is going to be pretty high. I know that they're looking for a first round pick, and it'd be multiple picks, you know, something probably on the lines of the Christian McCaffrey trade from last year, which I think was a second, third, fourth in this last draft, and I believe they get a fifth in next year's draft. So we'll have to see. You know, everybody can use a good running back, and his first 2 years, I think he had over 3,000 yards rushing. He had a bit of an injury marred season last year, so didn't put up the same type of numbers. And you know, I don't know. I'm sure he'll get paid by somebody. Somebody needs a good running back, and You know, it's, I guess it depends on whether or not last season was a fluke or if that was the new norm. So, all right, let's take a break, come back, and we'll talk about the rest of preseason in the NFL and a little bit of baseball, and we'll get out of here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerini locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
He's old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. for our eighth season of Breakfast with the Bayou Bengals live from the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
Hey kid, did you know today, 16 years ago, it was you and I for the last time? You and Gertie said, with a smoke ring round your heads, would see me on the other side. Come on and all you want more, come on and open your door. After it all you find out, you were always
all right, one of us. Something to say, radio show. And you know, we've been talking about the situation with Wander Franco of the Tampa Bay Rays, with him being well, now he's been officially put on administrative leave over these allegations of inappropriate relationships with underage girls in the Dominican Republic. But now the MLB and the Players Association agreed to place Franco on leave until further notice. You know, we talked about it the other day that that there were some insiders saying he probably is never he's never going to play in Major League Baseball again, and that kind of is what it's looking like. But there is a little more clarity on what exactly is going on, because for that, for the better part of the last week, I haven't been able to find anything on it. And this is according to ESPN. The there was two girls involved in this, one publicly and one with law enforcement. One of the girls, whose name and age have not been independently confirmed, alleged she was in a relationship with Franco, also posted pictures with him on her social media, and her Instagram account has since been deleted. But that those allegations were enough for MLB to mobilize his Department of Investigations into the claims. And then about a month earlier, a different girl contacted police to discuss Franco. And that is according to Diario Libre, a Dominican newspaper. Prosecutors in Peravia, the Dominican province where Franco grew up, acknowledged that an investigation into him is open and being run by a unit that focuses on minors and gender violence. The lead prosecutor, Olga Dina Laverius, is well known in the country as a specialist in child abuse cases. So either way, it's not good, you know, for this guy. And age of consent is no different there than what it is in the U.S. It's 18 years old. So really unfortunate. And I feel for those girls. You got to have a lot better judgment than what he's displaying. So we'll keep you up to date on that. And like I said, want to get to the rest of the NFL preseason week two. And what stood out to me, I watched some of the. First thing I should say is that the. I hope that Bryce Young is a lot better for the Panthers. I say that tongue in cheek, in the regular season than he has been in the preseason, because he's not looked good. There's been some bad throws. Offensive line hasn't helped him much, but in two preseason games so far, he's only managed to get him into field goal position and come away with 3 points, and that's not. To me, I don't think that's very successful, considering how much the Panthers gave up to the Bears to bring him in. And we talked about Thursday night. You had the Browns and Eagles. That was a tie. I guess the biggest news really was last night's game with the Commanders knocking off the Ravens 29-28 with a last second field goal. I will say that Sam Howell for Washington did look really good. Passed for 188 yards, 2 touchdowns, and he's been named the starter for Washington. But the big deal about this game is that if you didn't notice, most people didn't, the Ravens have been undefeated in preseason for the last 7 years. And John Harbaugh today, is it Jim? Which one is it? I think it's Jim. Jim Harbaugh, I guess. Jim is with Michigan. John, he had a big comment about, if you think these games are meaningless, then you've never played football, blah, 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 blah. It seemed a bit heavy-handed with that situation. But I agree that, like I said earlier, if you're going to step on the field, you want to win. And that's impressive, I guess, that you've went 7 years without – winning or without losing a preseason game, but it also hasn't equaled a Super Bowl championship either. So, there's that part of it. Cowboys dropped another one. They're 0-2 in preseason. They lost to the Seahawks, are 2-0. Geno Smith played a couple drives, looked pretty sharp. Jimmy Garoppolo, he finally got his first preseason action against the Rams, which they ended up winning 34-17. 49ers had a come from behind win with a few minutes left on the clock, ended up beating Sean Payton's Broncos 21-20. The Chiefs took care of business against the Cardinals 38-10, which, to be honest with you, I don't think that the I don't think the Cardinals are going to amount to much this season. Even I know Kyler Murray is going to be out for a while, but even when he comes back, I don't think that helps him very much. And I wouldn't be shocked to see him get traded midseason or be released or traded after the season's over with, especially if it looks like they're going to get the number one pick in the draft and they could get themselves a new quarterback. I think that very well could happen. The Titans beat the Vikings. The Vikings are 0-2 so far in preseason, which I don't know how much that means. I mean, I think they're going to have a good season, probably not as good as they had last year. They very quietly had 13 wins. I don't see them to have 13 wins again this year. But Steelers look good, and Kenny Pickett, I think, has looked really good so far. I think he's looked sharp in both of the games that he's played in, and they ended up beating the Bills 27-15. I don't know how much you're going to get out of week two preseason game. I think it'll be really interesting to watch and see some of the guys that are on the bubble this next week. Let's see, starting on Thursday, you have Steelers, Falcons, Colts, Eagles. Of course, like I said, Saints will play Sunday night. That'll actually be the last preseason game. They'll play at 7 o'clock on Fox. So we'll just have to see. Want to see how these bubble guys do and who has the best chances of making the team. So we need to get out of here. That's all the time we have for this evening. Jack Clegg is up next, so stick around for that. And we'll be back tomorrow with more of a Something to Say radio show. And remember, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. Talk to you then.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. When you get knocked down, you got to get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. I lit my brain with rot gut whiskey.
For more of Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerini locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM.